Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. The shir is also Lilui Nishmas, my great uncle, Rabbi Yo Hartman, who just passed away. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Vov in the Hoizva, the edition, Perek Shvi, starting Halacha Gimel on the bottom Daf Ramayam with base. The Mishnah says, Sochoi B'Shemen Shatrumo, if he took a Korban Pesach and he anointed it, he spread on it oil of Trumo, if it's Kohanim, the Kohanim can eat Trumo. So they have Korban Pesach that has on it a little bit of Trumo. Not a problem. Continues the Mishnah from Vov Amud Aleph. Im Shel Yisrael, but if it belongs to Yisrael, the Korban Pesach, and they cannot eat Trumo, so then, Im Chai Yedichenu. If it's raw, I mean it wasn't roasted yet, so you just wash it out. Im Tzli, but if it was roasted, meaning after he put it in the oil, he roasted the Korban Pesach. So now it was absorbed in the Korban Pesach. Yiklof is a chitzoin. He needs to peel the outer layer. Sochoi b'shemen shel ma'isa sheni. If he put on it oil ma'isa sheni. So, lo yasenu dom mibnei chaburo. Meaning, don't exchange the oil of ma'isa sheni for money and say, okay, you guys give money for this and the money will turn to be ma'isa sheni and the oil will be chulin. Why? You're not allowed to sell Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. We'll see in the Gemara that we're not really talking about selling, we're talking about redeeming. We'll see in a moment. So, to Gemara. That's only if he spread oil and anointed oil on top. But if he dipped it into oil, asur. Then it's asur. Reb Chaim explains, not completely asur, but it means you have to take a much larger piece out of the carbon, not only the outer layer. It was this person who cooked a chicken, b'shemen tzreifa, referring to a truma tmeya, meaning the truma tmeya was used to make a fire. Now, the kohen can use that fire, but Yisrael cannot. Also, shoyil le'rabisto, to rabisto, what should I do? Omalei ozil sholko. Go cook it a lot, and by cooking it, the oil will spit out from the chicken. Says the Gemara Kini Mastiso, when the Mishnah said in the end that the Ma'aseh Sheni cannot be sold in Yerushalayim, what it really means is Ein Poydi Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim. You can't redeem Ma'aseh Sheni once it came into Yerushalayim. So that's why the oil of Ma'aseh Sheni, which is on the Korban Pesach, you cannot redeem. But selling Ma'aseh Sheni is not only in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to sell Ma'aseh Sheni anywhere. You're not supposed to do business with it. You can only redeem it. So that's why here we're talking about redemption, not about selling. There's five things, five korbanos, that you come when they're tameh, but you don't eat them when they're tameh. Meaning, if Am Yisrael is tameh, the majority of Am Yisrael is tameh, you still bring korbanos betumah. Tumah, tchuyah betzibur, hutru betzibur, tumah is pushed away betzibur. So the tzibur will bring korbanos even though they're tameh. Although they're bringing when they're tameh, but they're not going to eat it when they're tameh. So the Mishnah lists five korbanos that you would eat it usually, but if they come betumo, if the Am Yisrael is tameh and you bring the korban betumo, you don't eat it. What are the five korbanos? Ha'oimer, the oimer that comes on the second day of Pesach, korban oimer. Shtei alecha, the two breads that come on Shavuos. V'lechem ha'panim, that comes every Shabbos. V'ziv risham etzibur, the korbanos, the shlomi of tzibur, which the only one that we have is on Shavuos, the two kvasim that come on Shavuos. V'seiri rosh hachadashim, and the seiri that come on every Rosh Chodesh. HaPesach Shema B'Tumo, Nechol B'Tumo. But Pesach, if it comes the time of Tumo, you eat it B'Tumo as well. Shalei Bo Metchilas Oel La'Achila, it comes only to be eaten. So you eat it B'Tumo as well. Says the Gemara B'Chol, Korbanot Tzibur in Boim B'Tumo. The Mishnah says there's five Korbanot that you bring when Am Yisrael is tameh. All Korbanot Tzibur come when Am Yisrael is tameh. Korban Tomei that every day comes if Am Yisrael is tameh. Says the Gemara, also Ela Meimur Lach, Apishem Behim Betumo, Einem Necholim Betumo. The point is to tell you, even though they come Betumo, you don't eat Betumo. And these are the only five Korbanos of Tzibur that are supposed to be eaten by the Koyanim. All other Korbanos are Oilus, Korban Oilu, Korban Oilu anyway is not eaten. Says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah that within the five items that come Betumo, Einem Necholim Betumo, one of them is the Shtei Alechem that comes on Shavuos. And the other one is the Shalmei Tzibur, which is the two kvasim that come in Shavuos. But they come together. The sheep and the bread come together. So says the Gemara, Bein kamando oma ha-lechem ikor. Bein kamando oma kvasim ikor. There's a machlekes, what's the main part of the korban? Is it the bread and then the kvasim come with it? Or it's the kvasim and the bread comes with it? But In any case, arba'inun. It's not five cases. Out of the five, two of them were the same. Because the lechem and the kvasim go together. It says the more tanya chashloin v'tanantu chamisho. Because there's two opinions. One says the bread is the ikar, and one says the kvasim is the ikar. So you counted them in two different ones to be choish to both shitas. Don't think you bring one, not the other, because maybe the other opinion is the ikar, and that's why he mentioned five in the list. How do you know the kum on Bituma? They all learn from Pesach. Each one has his own limud to tell me it comes Bituma. Why? It says, and that teaches you is doiches atumah according to this one, the Omar. From there, you learn to all other karbonis the doiches atumah. What it says over here, mo'yadu shenema, it doesn't say mo'yadu in other karbonis. But you learn from Pesach as if it says by them the word mo'yadu. If each one learns on his own, how does he learn it? The hasikado, the tani, goes like this. Priso, Rabbi Yoyim, Atomod, Loim, Rabbi Dar, Moshe, Moyade Hashem. Moshe says, Moshe spoke, Moyade Hashem, all the Moyadim Hashem. We just learned Pesach and Tomi, that's Doicha Shabbos, Shemar Ben Moyadu. Because it says Moyadu. Sharko Kerbonet Siwu Minayim. How do you know the other Kerbonet is the Doicha Shabbos? Tomod Loima Eile Tassu Lashem Ben Moyadechim. So Moyadechim refers to all the Kerbonets that are mentioned in that Pasha. This Pasuk is brought down in Pashas Pinchos. So everything that's mentioned in Pasha is connected together Ben Moyadechim. Tell you the same way you're Pesach, you have a din, that's Toich as a Shabbos, so here you're going to all the Karbonis, all the other Karbonis. Continues the one that from above on the base, Lo Oimer, Lo Karavimoy, Ulishte Alechem, Lo Karavimoy, Lo Shemanu. Okay, what about Karbon Oimer? And Karbon Shte Alechem is not mentioned in Pashas Pichos. Pashas Pichos, who speaks about the Moyadim, does not mention the Karbon Oimer, and does not mention the two breads, because that's only brought down in Pashas Emor, not in Pashas Pichos. This pasuk, the pasuk we started the brayso with, it says Moyadi Hashem Bnei Yisrael. You compare all the Moyadim together. They all the equal. They all come betumah. Meaning, this is the conclusion. We learn that they're doicha Shabbos, and immediately if each one learns from each other to be doicha Shabbos, each one learns from each other to be doicha tumah as well. Says the Gemara, Kashem Shein Boi Metumo, Kachi Nechol Metumo, if so, if they come Metumo, you should be eating Metumo. Says the Gemara, Gzeres HaKosovu, says the Pasuk, V'abosu Yishayika B'chol Tome Lo Yochel. The Torah says, you don't need it, Tome. Says the Gemara, V'omar V'Pesach Ken, so why in Pesach you don't say the same thing? Shekom Metumo, not be eating Metumo. Shani Yi, Shelo Yom Metchilo, Soy El Alachilo. The Pesach, Iker, eating the Pesach is to eat it. So therefore, when the Torah tells you to bring a Metumo, it means to eat a Metumo. Other karbonas, the eating is not the main purpose of the karbon. So there we have the pasuk that says you don't eat a betumo. Halacha zok the mishnah. Nitma habasar v'achilev kayam. If the meat became tome, but the fat is still there, ein azorik esadam, you should not throw the blood of Pesach, because you need to eat. The main part of the Pesach is to eat it. So if you don't have the basar is tome, you don't throw the blood, this karbon is pasul. But nitma achilev v'habasar kayam. But if the chaylev it became tome and you have the meat, zayik sadam, you do throw the blood. Uvim gudashim einokin. In other kachim is different. Even though the meat became tome, as long as you have the fat, you zayik sadam, because I don't need the meat. I don't have to eat the meat. It's not me'akev as we saw before. Now we have a machloikis in Meseches Menachos. If there's no meat, do you still throw the blood or not? Rabbi Lazar says that even if there's no meat, you throw the blood. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, if there's no meat, you don't throw the blood. So explains Rabbi Chaim over here, as we'll see indicated in the Gemara. Even Rabbi Yeshua that holds, when there's no meat, you don't throw the blood, that he's talking about a case you have no meat and no fat. But if you do have the fat, you do have the chaylev, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree to throw the blood, as we saw here in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Deloi Kamnason. Our Mishnah doesn't go like Amnason. Amnason Amma Yoitzi Mizrika B'lo Echilo. Kurt Amnason, Korban Pesach, even if you don't eat it, even if you don't have basar, you do the zrika and you yoyt to the Korban Pesach. My time, what's the source? The shechtu oisu kol kehal adas Yisrael ben arba'im. The shechtu Korban Pesach, Am Yisrael shechtu Korban Pesach, it says kol kehal adas Yisrael, all Am Yisrael. It says more, oisoi, aval pish einshem el pesach echot. It says oisoi, means all Am Yisrael will be shechting it. Mashmah, all Am Yisrael will be shechting one korban only. So if there's only one korban, Am Yisrael can find only one sheep, they will do one korban for all Am Yisrael. Kulam yoytzim bezrika achas. They're all yoytzim with one korban, with one zrika. Can you each one get a kazayis? You see, even though you don't eat the Korban Pesach, as long as you do zrika for all Am Yisrael, that's the shita of Rav Nosson. So this goes back to the other korbanos. That other kachim, as long as you have fat, you throw the blood. The imurim are the fat, so as long as you have imurim, you throw the blood. Now the tmua imurim v'abar sokayim, if the imurim, the fat became tome, but the basar is still there, so you can sadam ala basar, you can throw the blood for the basar. Meaning as long as you have one of them, either the basar or the imurim, you're good to throw the blood. But says the imurim, what happens if nitma ha-basar v'ovdu imurim, the basar became tome, and the imurim got lost. So you have neither, meaning the basar is tome, and the imurim are lost. And Ruchayim explains, what's the suffix of the Gemara? Because the shaila is the tzitz. We know the tzitz is meratze. The tzitz rectifies tumo. Does it work for the meat or only for the blood? If it works only for the blood, I don't have meat over here to throw blood on it. But if it makes the basar tar, meaning it takes away the tumo of the basar, so then you do have basar to throw blood on it. Says the Gemara, v'ahen kamaisa, the mishnah that we brought before, loike mishnit ma basar v'ovdu imorimu. Referring to what? Referring to Korban Oimer. One of the five Korbanos that we mentioned is Korban Oimer. Korban Oimer, there's no imurim, there's no fat. It says over there that if there's a tumo, I'm still going to bring a betumo. When I bring a betumo, what's going to happen? I'm going to put the koimitz of a mincha is equivalent to the zrika of the blood by regular korban. So I take the koimitz of the mincha, put it on the mizbeach, and there's nothing else that's left except the actual Oimer, the actual flower of the mincha, which is tameh. So it's exactly like the case of a korban that the meat became tamer and there's no imurim. And at Omar kremitz avach hazoik, the same way there you do kremitz, so even though you don't have nothing left, which is tar, so also here you zoik the blood even though you have nothing left. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Mano, that's the Girsa of Chaim, tipoter kabelozer. This goes to shittas of blazer. The blazer Omar api shein shirayim yish kremitz. The blazer holds that even though there's nothing left, you still throw the blood, as we mentioned in the Mishnah Menachas. That even if the basar and the chaylev, the basar and the fat all became tamei, you still throw the blood. That's a blaz l'shita. But our discussion is according to Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua Menachas holds that you need to have something left. Our Mishnah says, if you have basar, that's good enough. If you have fat, that's good enough. But what happens if you have the imurim not here and the basar is tamei? What will Rabbi Shua say? You do throw the blood because do you say that tzitzis miratz and I have basar or not? And this the Gemara does not answer. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Nun Vov.